Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. I almost texted you. Trish is here, by the way.
Hello.
Wheels is gone because he evidently doesn't work on the show anymore. He just goes willy-nilly when he feels like it. Thanksgiving, funerals, like, I wish I could get that job.
God, he's spending time with his family.
I know,
what
right?
A weirdo.
So he's gone until Monday, Tuesday, 2027. Trish is here for the next hour or so. You never know with Trish. Low-key, I think, Queen, I was going to text you the other night because I was in the zone, and Queen came up on a TikTok, and I'm like, Queen is my favorite band of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
So the one you can listen to all the time, you don't get sick of it?
See, that's interesting, to me at least, that when I think about my favorite band, I have like categories. Like, Counting Crows are probably my go-to. I'm on a drive, and I'm going to listen to a bunch of songs in a row. Beatles are Beatles. But Queen is like, when I see Queen or hear them, I'm just like, God, I freaking love these guys. Yeah.
I would say the one, I don't really have a favorite. I don't mean to cop out. I just don't. I like a lot of different genres, and I like to listen to a lot of different things. But the thing I'm always like, man, I never get sick of this, is Journey.
Yeah.
I never get sick of Journey.
Journey's another... Rach, they're saying there's no sound on the thing.
I'm wondering if it's just for YouTube, because the Facebook people aren't complaining.
So, Andrew, try to unmute your camera.
Yeah, that's what it was yesterday with Wheels.
Oops.
So...
Uh-oh. Here, I'll do it.
Here, no, I got it. It says I can't do it because I think you have to unmute it.
Well...
It's good radio.
But people can hear this on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my trouble with the stream. I love like interacting with people on the stream, but if there's 40 people on the stream and 40,000 people listening, like, you know.
Your eye draws to the stream
yeah.
because you can see it right
exactly.
in front of your face.
Exactly. Yes. So, yeah, I would say Queen is the band I'm the most impressed with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I don't know that I'm impressed by Journey, but I can listen to that. I can listen to the Eagles nonstop. I can listen to Fleetwood Mac nonstop.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're my all-time favorite band, though.
Yeah.
It's just there's so many songs that they have that,
yeah.
and I know them all.
Yeah.
And knowing a song is very comfortable and comforting.
Yes. I was this weekend watching a lot of reaction videos on TikTok,
uh-huh.
mostly younger people.
Oh, like listening to
yes.
Phil Collins in the Air Tonight or
yes,
something like that.
Yes, and I love those.
Yeah, I do too.
And I cried. Like I told you over the weekend, I was crying at a bunch of different things. I mean, who cries at that? But it just made me so happy that young people were hearing Bohemian Rhapsody and digging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty remarkable song. You know what commercial I'm crying over every time it comes on, and I'm sorry. I know it's kitschy, but the Amazon where the old ladies get the sled.
I don't know this
You
one.
Haven't seen this? Oh, my God. So there's three older ladies. They got to be 70s, 80s. They're sitting outside. They get an Amazon box, and inside are sleds. And they start sledding down a hill, and it flashes back to them when they're younger. And it's, I mean, I cry every time it's on. I get a little tear. You got to look out
is
for that
one. Is this the
one
you had on the show
yes.
sheet?
Is it?
Yes.
You love that one too, or you hate it?
I'm a hater.
Oh, no. So it got me. That's so funny. Yeah. You had that on the sheet today.
Yeah, it's in, like, the top of the sheet.
That is really funny.
Well, because I saw the commercial, and guys on the stream, I'm so sorry about the echo. We will figure it out. But
we're working it out, but we also have to do the show.
But I also have to do the show. So so I watched the commercial, and the first thing that struck me is these three older ladies are so cute.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, like, this is actually really refreshing because they seem like old ladies. A lot of times on TV, it's like, I don't know what we're trying to do when we're conveying an old person, but they're still, like, presenting so young or whatever. It was like, oh, it's nice to see, like, three older ladies. And then it's like, now we're going to sled down this giant hill. And I'm watching the situation going, like, you're going to break your hip. This is so horrifying.
Oh, I thought it was cute.
I mean, it is cute. I'm just
and they're playing the Beatles.
Up, so
what song is
that.
It? In My Life?
Yeah, yeah, it is In My Life.
So the song coupled with the flashback, and they can feel the wind on their face thinking about their younger days. I was a sucker for it. But
were you guys big sledders when you were kids?
I mean, I always wanted to. Like that was the goal. I want to go sledding. And we did have a couple hills, but, you know, it wasn't like an all-day, everyday thing. What about you?
We had no hills, but guys in the neighborhood would tie ropes to their trucks and drag
That's
us
cool.
like we'd be skiing. So not only is that so dangerous,
but
the game they would play is they would slam on their brakes.
Oh my God.
And you'd have to put your feet up and stop yourself on the bumper so you didn't go under the running truck.
How did you make it out alive?
Seriously. Between that and mosquito foggers.
Right.
And
man, that sounds like fun, though.
Beating each other with sticks all day. Like, how did we make it through?
I don't know.
I'm so glad. Now I'm so glad we made it through. I'm so glad because you're younger than me, but you're like Wheeler's age. We're from the same basic. I'm old Gen X and you're middle Gen X. And when you see those TikToks, you're like, it's the 1970s. You think you'd even last one day? You know, I mean, I get that they're doing a thing, but they're not wrong.
I always think about this, too. Like, so my parents, and definitely your parents, Dave, remember growing up without central air or heating or even indoor plumbing.
Dude, I remember it.
We remember, or what, you know, oh my gosh, we didn't have phones, we didn't have GPS, you didn't have email, you didn't need internet. What are the kids today? Is it going to be like we grew up with no AI? Like, what's their thing? I wonder if
that's going
to be
best, it. I didn't have a holographic best friend or
something crazy like that.
Yeah.
No. Because literally, I don't know how I would get lost going everywhere. I was like an hour late picking up my parents from the airport because I didn't realize I crossed a bridge and went into Illinois. Hello. But they were standing on the curb with their suitcases waiting for me. Like, we didn't have directions. If you were late,
you couldn't text
you
them
couldn't
and say,
tell
I'll
them
be
I'm,
there.
I'm late. I'm running. I won't be there for 30 minutes. Like, I don't understand how that happened. If you left the house, that's it. No one can get in touch with you. And it was awesome.
I remember dating as a teenager and going out onto these old dark country roads and parking so you could make out. And I'm just thinking, like, what were her parents thinking? Right? Like, if Phoebe was just taken off with some guy and I had no way of knowing where they were.
Yes, you couldn't get her.
Man, it's huge trust.
It really is. And now you can track their location. You can do find a phone. You can do anything.
Yeah.
How oh, the old stream? Days.
The old days. You know, I had to use my calculator because I'm that bad at math. But Phoebe was born in 2005. And you know, my mom lived to be 96. With all the medical advances that she's going to see, I'm giving her 95. She'll live to see 2100.
It was crazy to think about. I remember when the Prince song came out, 1999, and I was like, I'm never going to live. Like, I'll never see 19. It just seems so far away.
When I was, I don't know, teenager, we had to do a project about the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
And we had to draw a picture of us. I think I might have it, like, somewhere. And
what
I
you were going to look like in the year 2000?
Like, just, like, give me an idea. And so I drew a picture of me with a family from the back because you can't see anyone's faces. But I was wearing like a London fog and like a hat like businessmen in the 1950s wore. Like that was just
or like an old detective.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Dick Tracy. Like that was my idea of being a grown up.
Remember Y2K? How crazy that was?
Oh, yeah.
Like people literally thought everything was just going to shut down. And it was a real concern. It wasn't like five people thought that. It wasn't like the crazies thought it,
yeah.
I should say, quote yeah. unquote. It was like everybody was like, what is going to happen?
My Y2K memory, I've told this before, is Maureen and I had only been dating a little bit, and she was going to Jamaica with some couples and asked if I wanted to go. And it was like $800. This is like, you know, 1999. And I had $2,000 to my name, to my name. And I said, sure, I'll go. And so
why not?
Why not?
Why not spend my last?
Why do I have to lose? So we're in the pool in the Grill Jamaica, drunk. And one of the guys in one of the couples said, because he figured I was successful because I was a lawyer. And he said, what are you going to do with your money? Like for the Y2K, are you afraid of losing it? Whatever. And I'm drunk and I'm a D. And I'm like, I put it all in gold. Everything I have. He goes, no, he goes, all of it? And I go, every cent, I put it in gold. And later in the week, I heard him say to his wife, Glover put all of his money in gold. And I'm like, oh my God.
I probably ran home.
In like hindsight.
Were you being silly or were you really trying to pass it off like you've really put your money in gold?
Somewhere in between.
Like, were you trying to snow this guy or what?
I think I was, it was a combination of just me being me and being too embarrassed to say like, well, I only have $1,300 to my name. So
I went on this trip.
Because I went on this trip.
Which seemed really important.
I'm investing in this trip right now. That's what I'm doing. How we doing?
I don't know. I'm truly doing my best and following the instructions, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that sucks.
Turn it off and turn it back on.
Sorry, y'all.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how often that works?
We're working on it, but
yeah,
in the meantime, I want to remind everybody, if you're having trouble with the stream, turn on your radio.
Ah, ouch.
We have so many other places to find this
the
show.
The Odyssey app.
I love that you guys are streaming and it's great, but if we have to do the show and can't focus on a tech problem, find another, like, there's other ways to listen, people, all right? Like, so, we're working on it, but the nonstop, like, in the chat.
I feel like we're witnessing something
here. I
know.
Well, it's just
I've
the nonstop of the chat.
Like, charge like this.
There's an echo. Yeah, I know there's an echo. We're trying to fix it. If we can't fix it because we're not...
Yeah,
computer engineers. There are many other places to hear the show, and they're even easier places than this.
Will
so
this go if
give
we
us
don't
a few.
Stop him. I just want to know.
I'll do it all day today, people. You guys don't understand.
He's under pressure. He is responsible for Thanksgiving. We just talked about this earlier. He has got to cook this year. Leave him alone.
See, I was.
I
got
to figure out how to make apple turkey and gravy.
I was about to say that this show comes with a warning label because I only slept an hour last night and suddenly he just took over.
My God.
So
that was strong. It
Sorry.
Was.
Just to make
yes,
extremely
please,
clear.
I don't think we've gotten the point. Go ahead.
We are working on it and we will have it fixed soon.
I mean the boy's not wrong. That's all I can say. It's like you're like, wait, no one's doing anything.
No one's
wrong.
Doing anything wrong. It's just funny that you see a million comments that are like, it doesn't seem to be working very well. Thank you. I know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What I love about it is everyone can see each other's postings, right?
Pretty much.
And but they're each giving a different description. Like, I think it's warbling, and the other guy's like, I think it's like okay.
Light another cigarette and let yourself go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All this is your life. It's a free world. All you have to do is fall in love. Play the game. Everybody play. If I said to him, boy, you'd better begin to get those crazy notions right.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. Wheels is either on his way to Chicago or in Chicago for his family's Thanksgiving. I think he's going to join us at 2 p.m. along with Nate Gatter because the Cardinals traded Sonny Gray today. They're having a news conference at 1:30, which we will carry. All I know is that we traded him for a guy named Dick Fitz, so I couldn't be happier.
I thought that was a joke at first when I saw that. I thought people were just saying that. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Now, this is going to be so much fodder for me for the next year. You're giving me Dick Fitz.
Can I just say, that was in the midst of the highest point of the stream drama. I feel bad that I'm such a Grinch about the Amazon commercial.
Oh, no. So we just looked at it different ways.
I watched it and I'm going, are these ladies going to be okay?
I think it's an age thing, too. Seriously. I'm at an age where I can cry over commercials that are nonsense. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going through some things.
Yeah, but since we're making confessions, the last couple of shows, I've had the word kindness written on my show sheet.
Okay.
Because I wanted to do this whole thing about, you know, in my life, I've accomplished many things. And like, and this sure. totally comes from spending the weekend crying at TikTok.
Okay.
And what I wanted to say was the most important thing to me, and this is true, but it's just kind of funny now. The most important thing to me in my life for the rest of my life is kindness. I don't care if people remember me for being funny or successful or whatever. I just want them to think I'm kind. And I do many kind things. However, my baseline, my real true baseline, and you know this more than anyone, is when I see something or someone doing something, my typical reaction is this, oh, F off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm quite...
So kindness only if it's me.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm here's the thing. I think I'm capable of big kindness, but the little kindness, I'm more like, oh, F all the way off.
I had that problem, I guess it was last week when Glenn Powell hosted SNL and they had the whole, like, he brought his UPS driver up because he was worried the UPS driver wouldn't believe that he was really hosting. And I was like, shut up.
So you didn't think, like, oh, what a cool moment for the UPS driver.
I did not
you
think, what a cool moment.
Powell
I was
doing
mad at
the
him
shtick.
Because that seemed just like some cutesy BS that made
I get
me
it.
Mad.
Yeah.
And it's
I get
like,
it.
Don't do that.
Because reasons are suspect, but you have to think of what it meant for that guy. Rather than
sure
what it meant
I'm
for
sure
Glenn
it was
Powell.
Super happy.
It was a cool moment.
I'm sure he was thrilled.
I remember
he also was probably like, this is weird.
Is the football player named TJ Watt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's TJ and then JJ. TJ's the one who's playing right now.
Okay.
JJ's the one who's on TV.
The older one.
That's JJ.
JJ.
Yeah.
He had a thing where he would deliver a bunch of pizzas to firefighters, and nothing made me pissed.
I remember that.
I don't know why. I just assigned bad motives to him.
Well, because you see so many people just doing it now for social media or clicks or whatever
point.
That you, again, you have to, what's their motivation? And it's suspect, but I'll say it again. You just have to think of what it means to the other person.
It's true.
Very true.
What if I don't care about the other person, Trish?
Well, I would believe that coming from you.
Really. After that little outburst.
That rant about the YouTube stream.
Yeah, Thammer says, good thing this works now. I don't know any other way to listen, and I wish Andrew would tell us.
I love that. There are no other ways. This is it. This is the only way.
This is all you got. All your only option.
Jacob says, don't attack Glenn. He's great. And I think unless we hear otherwise, he's a good dude. Jacob, you don't get it. We're the a-holes.
You don't understand it. I'm not taking the moral high ground here.
No.
Going, I have a problem with Glenn, with this universally beloved movie star.
They only like kind things if they're the ones doing it. Don't you know?
Or receiving.
Yeah, if Glenn Powell would have called you and said, I'm going to take Andrew to the SNL show.
Going to friggin' New York.
I will say this about this show. I think it's the most real show. I doubt there are many shows that talk like this. I think they're more typically like, so anyway, I don't know. And we're just like, we suck, and here's how we suck. And
well, I didn't say I suck.
I don't even know why. You guys are listening.
Just like, don't bring me up on this.
Let's go on a 10-minute rant about the 14 people who are watching on YouTube. I've never seen someone flip out over something so insignificant before. Seriously?
Yeah, there are twice as many people listening that are in this room.
No offense to anyone watching, because you're important. I mean, the way Andrew reacted was pretty special.
He's mad as hell and he can't take it anymore.
People.
Is it burning up in here?
It's a little warm.
Yeah. We can crack the window.
Open the window.
Wait, they put one of the windows back in.
No, they never took that one out.
Dude, I'm losing it.
Wait, is that window out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we can open that here. I'll show you.
Well, we're about to open it.
I believe you, but I didn't want to walk over there and hit my head trying to look
out. This is why people like watching the stream. You get to see little moments just like this.
All right, guys, we're going to dip out of the Heimblum press conference there. We have Nate Gatter and Kevin Wheeler coming up at the top of the hour so they can, like, take all of this and break it apart and parse it. And what does it mean? Is it good? Is it bad? What's coming next? So we'll do that at 2 p.m.
Oh, I thought that's why I was here. Break all that.
I would love that. I would love that.
I'd love to be able to fake something right now, but I can't.
There's not enough time to get into your president thing.
Well, can I say that Trishmas is happening right now?
Sure, you can.
On our sister station down the hall, KZK. That's my main home. Yeah, it's the seventh day of Trishmas.
It's a big
day. We're taking a little break for Thanksgiving, but then again on Monday we'll start giving away big prizes.
You got some good prizes.
Yeah, we did. So we had a $500 gift card from our buddies at Schnooks yesterday.
Yay.
Today is the Cocktails and Claws pop-up in Kirkwood with Four Hands and Clementines and Peacemaker. I hear the peppermint candy ice cream is really good at Clementine's. That's what our friend Julie Lally said.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So we're playing Christmas music. She didn't know.
So I saw people were talking about you guys were going to like regular format after 8 or after 9. Are you back to all Christmas music?
Yeah, it
now?
Was a glitch.
Oh, okay, okay.
On the first week that we started Christmas, there we have a night show on the weekends, and there was a technical glitch, and people were losing their minds. And
people were very passionate.
They are very passionate. Don't mess with the Christmas music. It has been fixed. That should not happen again. So we'll play.
What if people just listen as opposed to dipping in and out?
I think so. I mean,
I think there's diehards. Like, you have
people
who
like their radio, like they have, my dad has a radio in the breakfast room that's pretty much always on these days. And I think people have that and they just like tune it to KZK for Christmas music and it just little Christmas music in the background.
Yeah, I saw one person say they were going to go to bed and read and have the Christmas music on in the background. I'm like, that sounds so comfy.
Nice. Very nice.
Cozy.
It's supposed to snow on Friday night.
Oh. Dave Murray says it could be a white Christmas, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. That would be fun. I can't even remember the last time we had a white Christmas.
2022.
Oh, is that what he
said? I didn't remember it either, but
yeah. It was funny. We all had the same reaction. We were like, I can't even remember when the last time.
Dave Murray's
like,
2 years ago.
I know people hate it, and I get why, but I just love to experience all the seasons in their full form.
Agreed.
So I personally like the snow. I like not leaving my house, so it fits.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have myself a real
good time. I feel alive. Welcome back, guys. DGS 150. So I lied to you. Wheeler and Nate Gatter are on at 3 p.m. Brad Young is on at 2 p.m. So that'll be great. A lot of stuff to talk to Brad about.
Nat Gatter. I like that.
Yeah, Nat Gator.
Nat Gator.
Trish is with us for another segment. You have a question about the presidents.
Yeah, I wonder if, I don't know why I was thinking of this, and all the presidents have been men, obviously. So are there any, like, for the president, why won't you talk to me moments? Like, do they still go through relationship things, or do their wives know going in, like, look, I got a 4-year pass on this, so you're not going to be asking why won't I talk to you or my feelings? Or do you think, like, they still throw their dirty underwear on the floor?
I think it's pretty normal.
It's just a 4-year pass.
I do. I think it's
so
pretty normal.
So you still think there's, like, you've been busy all day. I haven't talked to you. I'm upset by this. And his answer is, I'm running a country here.
Yeah, I think so. I just get Melania. The feeling. Especially, Trump and Melania.
Yeah. Melania texting Donald, like, why haven't you responded to my texts all day? I miss you.
Seriously? Like, it just seems so, I don't know. I know we put presidents or anyone in that position, well, that's the only position, on a pedestal, but it just seems like that wouldn't happen.
Their relationship dynamics just might be, like, incomprehensible to us. Like, Rachel has brought up a lot of times, like, you must be, whatever brain you have where you want to and then can enact becoming the president of the United States. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, you.
No, I got lost. I'm sorry.
They're not like us. They are.
It takes a special person.
It takes
it's
a special person.
Almost. That's why I'm wondering.
And I don't
if
even
the...
mean superhuman. Like, oh, they're incredible. I mean, they're probably like really
psychos.
Messed up in the head. They're probably psychos. So they very much. They very well may not have like a normal dynamic with their like wife and family.
You know, Michelle Obama did an interview recently talking about when they were in office. She was gifted like the entire spring collection from Ralph Lauren, like tons of clothes, tons of bags. And she said Barack was like, you can't accept this. Like, we're holding office right now. You can't accept a gift like this. And she talks about like how much it sucked to have to give that back
down.
To Ralph Lauren. So, yeah, I think there are still little like
those moments.
Yeah. Like she's obviously still thinking about it you know, 8 years later.
If you just think it's really amazing, any marriage works. You take two people that grew up different, who think different things, who, you know, it's just amazing that it works at all.
Yeah.
Just having two people just. Well, I'm assuming you're different and grew up different, but
I think we've only had, I'm going to get this wrong. I think we've only had one single president, and I think he may have like married his first cousin who was 14 or something. Like there was some president that.
No, I know what you mean. There was some, I know the story.
Like
I don't,
he had like a relative that was always around him, and he's like, hey, we got married. So, like, okay.
Michael Douglas, he was single.
I love that movie.
I do too. You know what other one? Was that American President?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Dave.
I love Dave.
Dave is
Kevin,
great.
Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dave
two
is a
great
fantastic
movies.
Movie.
Dave screwed me up because I was like, well, here's the answer. Like, why can't we just do this?
Just get
one
a regular guy.
The one especially when they go through the budget.
Yes.
Why
do you
want
to tell these kids that they can?
Why can't they do that? Why can't they take it page by page and let's do it?
Yeah.
Hole up and take a couple days.
Yep. I agree.
It could all be solved by a scene from Dave.
That's right.
What are, like, I always watch the same movies around this time of year. Not even, like, they always play The Godfather on Thanksgiving night on AMC.
Yeah.
They'll play all three of them. And I like, Love Actually. That's probably one of my favorite Christmas movies, along with Elf. But do you have movies you always watch during the holidays?
Same. Yeah, I like those two.
Yeah.
My big one is, for years and years, I think they still do it on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. They would have a Twilight Zone marathon. And for 9 years in a row, my band played New Year's down at the Hyatt. So I'd always end up spending New Year's Eve day and night there and just being in a hotel room watching Twilight Zone. That's always a good memory. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Man, they used to be so much fun. We would play for 3,000 people.
Mm.
A New Year's.
Yeah, that used to be a huge party. I don't know if they still do it or not.
I don't either. I don't know what people do.
I think a lot of people stay home a lot now and have house parties, don't you?
Yeah, I did. And I see a lot of restaurants that will advertise like, yeah, we're having a party, but it ends at 9 p.m. So you can go home and get in your pajamas and just be
I remember
ready
one
for
time
that.
I finished at 1 and I couldn't face staying. I just wanted to go home. And I was completely sober. And I remember driving down past Union Station. And there were just cars pulled over everywhere by cops. and just thinking like, man, this is going to be the worst day of this guy's life.
Superstar leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.